You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
In the midst of the Irish Taoiseach's visit to Washington, of course, the American administration dealing with the fallout of their decision to attack Iran in conjunction with Israel. And there has been coverage of the impact in the Straits of Hormuz, but there's also coverage in terms of NATO and impact in terms of allies refusing to support America's attempts to open or to reopen the Straits of Hormuz. Meanwhile, significant resignations in the form of the former chief of the National Counterterrorism Center. With us is Amy Tarkanian, who's a former Nevada Republican state chairwoman and Republican strategist. Amy, this, I think, now gets added to the list of things that would be hugely problematic for any previous president, but don't seem to have an impact on Donald Trump. The man who ran the Counterterrorism Center in the US, a former Army Ranger, wrote in his letter of resignation, and I quote, "High-ranking Israeli officials and influential members of the American media deployed a misinformation campaign that created an echo chamber used to deceive you, the president, into believing that Iran posed an imminent threat to the United States, a threat which he says simply doesn't exist." I assume this will have no impact on Trump, the way everything has no impact on Trump.
Well, you are correct. He has already stated that if these are truly his thoughts, then he would be better off as removing himself, such as he has already. So he's already moved on. He's going to make sure that he surrounds himself with people who are going to be very assertive, want to move quickly, and want to make sure that strength is exuded at every turn. So if there's somebody who has concerns about what the president is wanting to do with anything, quite honestly, outside of even Iran, even domestically, he quickly moves on and replaces them very fast.
And even the fact that this man is a U.S. Army Ranger, former member of the CIA, decorated military veteran, somebody who lost his own wife on military deployment in Syria, and a respected chief of the counterterrorism division of the National Intelligence Department, none of that will have any effect.
No, he will move very quickly. He's already moved. And in fact, this is an individual, you're speaking of Congressman Joe Kent. When he campaigned originally, he was a huge supporter of Donald Trump's in the MAGA movement. And so, you know, we've seen people over time who have changed their stances slightly or have questioned the president in certain situations, and they are quickly put to the wayside. Mr. Kent, he is somebody who obviously favors a strong and assertive U.S. posture abroad, but he is somebody who I think is more selective about where and how we get involved. And that's his concern.
Meanwhile, the president has put out a truth on Truth Social, which again, were it another president, you would think this might have an impact because it is internally contradictory. He said, because of the fact that we have had such military success, we no longer need or desire the NATO countries' assistance. Mm-hmm. We never did. Now, setting aside the internal conflict in that one sentence, the fact that Russia, or rather that Australia, Japan, South Korea, all of the EU, the UK, all of NATO have refused to assist the US, that likewise, no impact.
Correct. basically, what he's signaling is that, you know, he's frustrated, and so he wants everyone to move swiftly, quickly, and as of yesterday. And when that doesn't happen, he then verbalizes his frustration and he will critique and criticize. But however, this also does help him to some extent, where it does prove his point of his concerns about NATO in the past, not stepping up and not actually fulfilling what their roles are intended to be in helping their allies. And so this is now his time to frame that I told you so. You know, we asked for your help. You're not stepping up. You're worthless to me. So you're going to see a lot of this frustration coming out.
Well, the one thing that we assume does still carry some sway in the US is the price of gas at the pump. And I assume that to some extent that relates to whether or not the Straits of Hormuz can be opened. How much pressure do you think he and the administration feel about that?
Oh, immense. We have midterm elections coming up and we are feeling it at the pump. So it doesn't matter if you're registered Republican, Democrat, Independent, people are unhappy with what's going on economically here at home. Oil, obviously, it's priced globally, not locally, but that does not matter with the supply disruption. It's going to go up everywhere. And so, you know, are we more energy independent than most places? Yes, we are. But that doesn't mean that we're not insulated from the global price spike. And so both of those can be true. And I think the citizens here are extremely concerned on what is the end game? What does the end look like? Is this truly going to be short-lived? Or is this something where we're going to end up pitching a tent like we did with Afghanistan and we'll be there for decades?
And how much of that do you think is controlled by the US and how much by Israel? Because Israel has made clear that in its view, there are still, and I quote, thousands of targets to be attacked.
Sure. And I think that they are probably correct on that. I find it very hard to believe. And I don't have a military background, so this is just going to come from an outsider's perspective, of course. I find it hard to believe that when you cut the head off the snake, you're able to just, you know, say, okay, we did it. Let's go home now. Obviously, there's a lot more work to be done. You have, upwards of almost five decades of evil that have infiltrated Iran, and there's no way that it's going to end overnight just because we've removed the current head. There's going to be layers upon layers upon layers. And we hear constantly the conversation and the concern about sleeper cells here in the United States of America. So that's something that we're all very aware of as well.
So what's the analysis then among fellow Republicans when you look ahead to the midterms? Because the sort of the troika that Donald Trump campaigned on for decades was gas prices, more recently inflation and grocery prices, and lastly, the thing of no more wars, no more forever wars. On all three, he now has significant headwinds. Is that going to matter when people go to vote?
I think it is going to matter. I think, though, he's done an excellent job at making sure that his base is solid. At this point, yes, he campaigned heavily against all of those, especially no more wars. I mean, he touted every time at every turn that he was the one who brought peace to the Middle East. He is the one who stopped, you know, the number would increase 6, 7, 8 wars. And then here we are, we wake up one morning and everyone was kind of in shock. Do the Iranian people deserve democracy and freedom? Absolutely. But our concern is, how long is that going to take? And how many Americans are you going to actually send over there? When you hear that Americans are actually going to have boots on the ground, that's when I think we're going to be extremely upset. Right now, we do have lives that are being lost. And they're in the air and in the sea. But if boots are on the ground, if that's what happens next, you better believe that you know what's going to hit the fan. And we don't want to get to that point. And he definitely doesn't want to for midterm elections as well, because Republicans will lose.
Now, of course, the issue is how does the conflict end, particularly when Iran is saying that it will continue to fight regardless of whether or not the US thinks the conflict is over, which again brings us back to the Straits of Hormuz. So what control does Donald Trump have over that? And what sense are you getting that there is genuine intent behind his language about wrapping this up quickly?
I think that if you want to be realistic, that yes, he does want this wrapped up very quickly. I think he's going to have immense control over the situation of the Straits of Hormuz, because he's somebody who's extremely aggressive. He may not always seem like he has everything transparent, everything organized, but the man is 10 steps ahead. He is extremely aggressive in almost everything, if not everything, that he does. I do not second guess him that we're not going to have this follow through. It's just a matter of how, and is it going to follow our laws, and is it going to follow international laws, and which hoops may be jumped through in order to get this accomplished. But I have no doubt he's going to do it.
Amy, thank you. Amy Tarkanian, former Nevada Republican State Chairwoman and Republican strategist. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. That's how you can get in contact with the show. And by the way, if there's anything that you missed on the program and you want to have a listen back, don't forget we podcast all of our items. You can find them on newstalk.com or on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud.
Newstalk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. Newstalk. Conversation that counts.